This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio Network. The country's exploding over this separation of children. You know how many people it includes? 2,000 children. There are 12,000 total children in detention facilities. 10,000 of them came on their own, unaccompanied by parents. What are we supposed to do with them? You got to take them and do something with them. We've done wonderful things with them. It's not exactly a Nazi concentration camp, as liberals scream and yell hysterically. It actually looks more like a Marriott or a Hilton. It's not Hitler, it's a Hilton. But 2,000 of the 12,000 came with parents who broke the law, and the law was created in 1997 under Bill Clinton and carried out for 8 years by Barack Obama, and no one said a word. And now it's the biggest issue in America, and it's all over the evening news, and liberals are freaking out. My latest commentary will be out Thursday at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. It's called "Democrats Aren't Worried About Kids, They're Worried They Can't Be Trump." I know it has Democrats so hysterical, and it's not the separation of kids from their illegal alien parents at the border. If that was the issue, why didn't Democrats, Hollywood liberals, or the liberal media speak up under Obama? Because this was America's policy for 8 years under Obama. Yet not a peep from liberals when Obama separated illegal alien parents from children. And that famous tearjerker photo of young kids in a cage, did you know it was taken in 2014 when Obama was president? Funny how Democrats blame Trump for Obama's photo. They didn't say a word in 2014 when Obama was president. But it goes back much farther. This became America's policy in 1997 under Bill Clinton. So this policy has been in place for 21 years, and Democrats never noticed until now? Only now, under President Trump, has it come to their attention? Only now is the pain too much to bear? Think for a minute about this. It's certainly a tragedy that children are separated from their illegal alien parents, or any parents. It is a tearjerker, I get that. No one ever wants to separate children from parents, but aren't children separated from criminal parents every minute of every day in America? An angry female felon from Oklahoma called my national TV show on Newsmax TV a few days ago. She admitted her crime, felony drug possession. She took full responsibility. She served 7 years in a federal prison for a non-violent offense. Wow, it's a long prison term for a non-violent offense, but that's another story. She was separated from her children for 7 long years. Hundreds of thousands of parents convicted of crimes go to prison each year, and they were all separated from their children. The female caller of my TV show feels anger that illegal alien criminals feel they are better than her. Why do illegal alien parents deserve a better deal than her? She had kids, and she knew what she was risking. So did they, she argues. The moment they illegally crossed the U.S. border, they knew they were breaking the law, would be separated from their kids. That's what happens to people who break the law. So why should we treat foreigners who commit a crime more favorably than American citizens who commit a crime? But wait, it gets better. I've not heard one person in the media make the case I'm about to make, which is the single best argument for President Trump. I've got to get this to President Trump, and I'm trying to do that right now. Forget comparing American lawbreakers to foreign lawbreakers. Let's compare American heroes to foreign lawbreakers. Don't our own American military heroes have to be separated from their own kids to serve overseas? Of course they do. To serve in the Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines, you will be separated constantly from your children. Our heroes in the military do it willingly. They volunteer to be separated from their kids in order to defend our freedoms. So if that sacrifice is not too much for an American hero, why is it too much for a foreign lawbreaker? Democrats value foreign illegal alien criminals over American military heroes? Really? It certainly appears so. I've never seen one Democrat or Hollywood celeb or liberal journalist protest or shed a tear about military parents being separated from their children. Have you? I've also never seen one Democrat shed a tear or get hysterical over angel moms, mothers whose children were murdered by illegal aliens. That's forced separation for life. These are American moms whose kids are murdered by foreign illegal alien criminals. They will never see their kids again. Where are the liberals' ears? Never seen them. So why now? Why blame Trump for decisions knowingly made by illegal alien parents? Why make this the number one headline in America? Because Trump is hashtag winning. That's what terrifies Democrats. That's really why they're so hysterical. Number one, Trump's approval rating at Rasmussen is higher than Obama's was at the same time in his presidency. Number two, Trump's approval at Gallup is the highest of his entire presidency. Number three, the approval rating for the direction of the country is the highest in 12 years. And number four, Trump's approval among voters of his own party is now higher than Obama, Reagan, or JFK, John F. Kennedy. It's actually the second highest in history at 88%. That's why this issue suddenly reared its ugly head. It's a WMD, weapon of mass distraction. Democrats aren't worried about kids. They're worried they can't beat Trump. By the way, I have a solution. Build the wall. No parent will ever be separated from their kids because they can't get in. Problem solved. There's my commentary coming out on Thursday's Las Vegas Review-Journal. There's some common sense for you. Democrats aren't worried about kids. They're worried they can't beat Trump. That's all this comes down to. Can you imagine that all of this is now proven to have happened under Barack Obama? Wow. All right, some late-breaking news. FBI official Peter Strzok escorted from the FBI building, his lawyer confirms. Peter Strzok, the FBI official under fire over a series of anti-Trump text messages, was escorted from the FBI building, his lawyer confirms to Fox News on Tuesday. Strzok's lawyer, Aiton Goldman, argued that even though his client has played by the rules, he's been targeted by unfounded personal attacks, political games, and inappropriate information leaks. Oh, he's worried about information leaks. Obama's entire administration was one big leak of everything Trump did and said, not to mention false wiretaps. And he's worried about leaks. Every word Trump says is leaked by former Obama losers. Still there. Now the FBI is worried about leaks. When they're leaking on Trump, didn't matter. All of this seriously calls into question the impartiality of the disciplinary process, which now appears tainted by political influence, a statement from Goldman said. Can you imagine? They fixed the election so Trump would win. They fixed the investigation so Hillary would be exonerated and could not be prosecuted. And now they're claiming political influence. Remember, it was Obama's appointment, Horowitz, who claims there was no political influence. Well, everyone was saying, I hate Trump, I hate Trump, I hate Trump, I want to destroy Trump, I won't let Trump win. No political influence there. But now that you're going after the people who did that, they're saying that's political influence. Instead of publicly calling for a long-serving FBI agent to be summarily fired, politicians should allow the disciplinary process to play out free from political pressure. Despite being put through a highly questionable process, Goldman continued, Pete, meaning Peter Strzok, has complied with every FBI procedure, including being escorted from the building as part of the ongoing internal proceedings. Now, here's the big one. This is the big bombshell that just came out moments ago. And this is huge. Michael Horowitz, the IG, the Inspector General of the DOJ, drops this bombshell. Hillary Clinton was never formally under FBI investigation at any time from 2015 through 2016. There never was a formal FBI investigation. You know, everybody involved should go to prison for life. I'm not convinced. Life in prison. Make them understand they're facing life in prison and tell them we'll let you out in 20 years if you testify state's evidence against Obama and Hillary. On Tuesday, Inspector General Michael Horowitz testified in the joint congressional hearing to the House Oversight and House Judiciary panels about his review of the FBI's mishandling of the Clinton email investigation. House Oversight Chairman Trey Gowdy came out swinging Tuesday in a joint hearing held by the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees. Gowdy ripped into Comey in his opening statement stating, "We can't survive with a justice system we don't trust." And then investigative journalist Paul Sperry reported Horowitz dropped a bombshell in his testimony. Horowitz revealed the FBI never named a target or even a subject in the Clinton email probe. Sperry tweeting, breaking, IG Horowitz revealed in Senate testimony, this today, the FBI never named a target or even a subject in the Clinton probe. Not Mills, not Aberdeen, not Combetta, not Clinton herself. Nobody was listed as a subject of this investigation at any point in time, adding this was surprising for a crime probe. Now, that's an understatement. Surprising. Here's a nice word for Democrats. It's surprising. If a Republican does it, it's Hitler. It's Nazis. Oh, my God. We're murdering children. But if a Democrat commits a massive fraud, and covers up a conspiracy against the American people, it's surprising. So neither Hillary nor her top aides were formally under investigation by the FBI at any time in 2015 or 2016. Nobody was listed as subject of this Clinton email investigation at any point in time. So neither Hillary or top aides were formally under investigation. We just said that. This is Paul Sperry, the investigative reporter, commenting. President of Judicial Watch Tom Fitton reacted to this bombshell. He said, real Donald Trump is a subject, but Hillary Clinton was never a subject. Outrageous. Shut the Strzok, Page, Comey, McCabe, Lynch, Yates, Glenn Simpson, Steele, Brennan, Fusion, GPS, Mueller, Special Counsel. Stop Trump investigation down. Tom Fitton. The entire FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private server was a complete sham. No subjects were named, immunity was handed out like candy, and Hillary was exonerated before witnesses were interviewed, including Hillary herself. Hillary Clinton's interview with the FBI wasn't even under oath. Even more gregarious, Hillary discussed pregnancy and babies during the majority of the 2.5-hour FBI interview because one of her lawyers was pregnant at the time. I mean, have you ever heard of such things in your life? I mean, it's just absolutely sick in the head. Sick in the head. And here's a flashback, folks. Both Obama and Hillary advocated separating migrant families and strict border control. While the left rages against separated migrant children, which they blame on President Trump's zero-tolerance enforcement policy, several inconvenient video clips have cropped up revealing both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama advocating virtually the exact same border policy they're currently attacking Trump over. Well, I'll come back. I'll read you these when we get back. And we've also got Megan Barth coming in. By the way, the cable news had 22 comparisons in the last 24 hours of immigration policy to the Holocaust and slavery. 22 comparisons to Nazis, Hitler, and slavery. When it was all done under Obama and Bill Clinton, they said nothing. Under Trump, it's Hitler. No, I've seen the accommodations. It's more like Hilton than Hitler. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn-Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, Trump warrior, middle-class warrior, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American made and proud of it, ass kicker, not ass kisser. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. They've been around for 30-plus years of success and credibility and integrity. 30-plus years, the number one product has beaten the Dow 3-1. By average of 3-1 since 1970, almost 50 years. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Great gift for your kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, classmates, kids in school, children of your sales associates, etc. Great award, great prize, great present. 800-780-9000. A beautiful American Silver Eagle is yours free. The first 100 callers, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. Calls toll free anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK. My website, RootForAmerica.com. My email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Anytime you want to reach me, I'd love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail. And my Twitter is @RealWayneRoot. R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. All right, we've got Megan Barth in studio. Our websites, ReaganBabe and MediaEqualizer.com. ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. Hey, Megan, how are you?
Hi, good.
Looking bright and happy and ready to do battle.
Always.
You ready to do battle?
Always.
There's lots of battles out there.
Every morning, you know, I wake up every morning between like 5 and 6 o'clock, and at 9 o'clock at night, I'm like, I need 6 more hours.
Yeah, join the club.
Right.
Join the club, baby. Okay, you haven't lived my life. I need about 18 more hours in an hour. Do you have any idea how insane this attack is on Trump with the immigrant children being separated from their immigrant parents? Did you hear my commentary when you were driving in by chance?
Yes, I did.
It's a joke. Every soldier in America is separated from their families voluntarily to save our nation. You mean an immigrant who breaks the law can't be separated from their children for a few months? You got to be kidding me.
Wait, 10,000 out of those 12,000
were unaccompanied.
Were unaccompanied, which means their parents separated
right.
from their own children
right.
and then paid human smugglers
right.
or traffickers or coyotes
right.
or some ne'er-do-well to
human shepherds.
Yeah, to take their kids on thousands of miles of journey across Mexico, which, oh, just so happens to be the gateway for sex trafficking and
right.
human trafficking.
Right.
And this is how the humanitarian issue should be framed by the Republican Party.
But wait, there's one more. You said 10,000 of the 12,000 were unaccompanied minors.
Correct.
Who were separated voluntarily by their mom and dad. Purposely.
Purposely. I don't think the kids really
right.
wanted to be separated,
right.
but their parents were like, here you go, here's a backpack and your coyote.
What if I told you my belief is of the other 2,000, and that's the total in all of America, 2,000. Out of that 2,000, what if 800 of them were actually sex trafficked? What if they are not the parents they're with? What if the people they're with are actually the sex traffickers who's abducted the child or taken them out of foster care in Mexico or just stolen it or traded it for drugs because that's their meal ticket into America? So there may be 200 in the entire United States that are really separated from mommy and daddy.
There is a statistic published that was republished on the Huffington Post, and I can't remember exactly which, if it was Pew or somebody else that did a study, and they found that 60% of women and children that were trafficked across Mexico illegally to find refuge in
were
the
raped.
United States
were raped,
yeah. or sexually abused.
So what about kids?
Many of the, of course,
right.
many of the young kids are forced into labor. They are used as mules by drug cartels, and this is the humanitarian crisis. It's not the humanitarian crisis that the Democrats want to paint, that the kids are simply separated from their families, but let's look where they're held, shall we? They are held in shelters. They
look like Hilton's, not Hitler.
They look like elementary schools.
Yeah.
They have education. They have 3 square meals a day.
They're better than they were doing in Mexico or Central America.
Or San Salvador.
Yes.
Or El Salvador or
yes.
Honduras.
Central America.
Central
like
America,
yes.
correct?
Yes.
They have much nicer accommodations for the weeks that they are here, whether they were separated from their parents voluntarily or not. And so the humanitarian frame that the Republicans, if wise, if they had a better messaging strategy, would put the blame of human and sex trafficking right on the laps of the Democrats, because that's what open borders gets you.
Well, Trump's doing that, but all the rest of them are folding like a cheap suit, and they're begging Trump right now to, you know, Marco Rubio's put forth,
no.
Joe Cruz's put forth. Everybody wants to make sure we never separate again, and my answer is fine. Don't separate. Build a wall. They can never come in, and you'll never have to separate them. That's
the
answer.
How do you just close the borders to illegal immigration?
That's what I'm saying. Build a wall. Right.
Close the border to illegal immigration. Have one port of entry that's legal.
All right. Wayne Allyn Warnow. That was Megan Bart. She's in studio right now with us. At Warnow, the Wayne Allyn Show, USA Radio, and my third hour, Newsmax TV. RootForAmerica.com, Megan's websites, ReaganBabe.com, and MediaEqualizer.com. We'll be right back. Warnow.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. the government is putting migrant families back together. A senior administration official estimates around 500 of the more than 2,300 separated children have been reunited so far. It's still unclear what will happen with the remaining children, but the same official says efforts are underway to set up a centralized reunification process. Drama happening on the floor of the House of Representatives. Congressman Ted Lieu played the viral video of migrant children crying in a detention center.
17 of the House.
He was ruled out of order. House Republicans have decided to vote next week on the immigration bill, even though the president has tweeted to drop the effort until after the November elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Welcome back to the show. We got Megan Barth in studio. We've got our sponsor, Cenogenics, by the way. What a cool anti-aging clinic they are. They hate when I use that word because they don't believe there's such a thing as anti-aging. They believe you've got to stall the aging process. You can forego the aging process. You can peel back the aging process, but you can't anti-age. There's no such thing. Everybody ages. But they think you can look the best of your life. They think you can feel the best of your life. They think you can have the highest energy of your life at any age. Founded in 1997, treated over 35,000 patients in the U.S. and worldwide, highly trusted by physicians and their families. Physicians and their families represent 25% of their patient base. I've never heard anything like that. Megan, that's kind of like when I walk into an Asian restaurant. You know, I love Chinese food. I walk into an Asian restaurant when I'm the only white guy there and everyone's Asian. Great sign. When you walk into an anti-aging clinic and everybody's an MD, that's a great sign. Free consultation available, no obligation, 21 clinics across the United States. The main one right here in Las Vegas, Cenogenics. Your free, no obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cenogenics.com. They've changed my diet. They've changed my exercise routine. They've changed my vitamin routine. They have put me on hormone therapy, all of that, and they want me to be the guinea pig over the next 3 months and come out looking like Popeye the Sailor Man, so we shall see. So for the next 3 months, I belong to Cenogenics. My body belongs to Cenogenics. Call 888-YOUNGER so your body can belong to Cenogenics too. 888-YOUNGER as opposed to older. Everybody wants to be younger, don't they? 888-YOUNGER. Pretty cool, Cenogenics, right, Megan? It's cool stuff.
I love it.
Megan Barth is with us. Her website's Reagan Babe and MediaEqualizer.com. And so you know what really bothers me about this whole immigrant thing? That there were 22 references in the last 24 hours on national TV to either Nazis, Hitler, or slavery compared to what's going on. Now, those pictures of kids in a cage came from 2014, Barack Obama. I mean, this is the biggest joke I've ever seen in my
entire life. And Obama was never called Hitler, unless I missed that.
No, he was never called Hitler, and nobody should be called Hitler. See, that's correct. The next commentary I'm writing. I didn't have a chance to write that one yet because you run out of room on your, you know, you have a certain amount of words per column.
I didn't see any gas chambers in those dissensions.
I haven't seen 6 million Jews killed by Trump yet. I haven't seen one person killed by Trump yet, Jewish or otherwise, black, Hispanic,
torture
Muslim.
Chambers.
Nobody.
Seen those.
Nobody. Matter of fact, it was Obama that did a lot of killing overseas with the drones. I mean, that was pretty obvious, but nobody said a word.
He bombed a hospital, a children's hospital.
Nobody ever says a word for anything Democrats do. Seth Rich is dead. I don't hear anybody screaming about it. I didn't even know until today that there were two FBI, well, one was an FBI agent, one was a police detective in Baltimore, who both were investigating Fast and Furious and were supposed to testify this week in front of Congress. And again, I'm going to say this allegedly, maybe, it's on the internet, is it true? It was in the Baltimore newspaper today. Baltimore-based FBI agent who was supposed to testify against Hillary Clinton died yesterday under mysterious circumstances. In November, the police detective who was also going to testify in the same Fast and Furious investigation, I guess they knew about a certain body. These two both happened to be from Baltimore, and they knew about a certain body that tied everything back to Obama and Fast and Furious. And guess what? That police detective was killed, murdered. Just pure coincidence, I guess, and nobody cares. But God forbid one member of the RNC who had a tie to Trump was murdered in the streets of Washington. Can you imagine the uproar? They'd all be blaming Trump and say he's a murderer. And nobody says anything. Nobody cares about all these Clinton deaths and Obama deaths. Nobody cares.
Well, no.
Because the media doesn't care.
Because the media doesn't
care.
That's
it. All right. They set the agenda.
That's right. Well, they set the narrative.
Right.
And they get the narrative from the Democrats. And the Democrats own the media.
Right.
And it's one big vicious circle.
How else could you explain that it says here I.G. Horowitz put out a bombshell at today's hearing that Hillary Clinton was never under investigation?
Correct.
What? What do you mean she's never under investigation? Then why was she interviewed? I realized she was never sworn in. I realized they took no notes. I realized they didn't videotape it. I realized all that. But they never had her officially under investigation in the first place? First time we've ever found that out, really.
Yeah,
then why did Comey have to declare a national press conference announcing she's innocent if she was never under investigation?
It's all, see, and this is what happens. When you tell so many lies, number one, you don't remember what you said. But then the truth comes out and dispels all of the lies. And so sooner or later, this is all going to come out. And there aren't going to be enough people that are going to have, they're not going to have enough body bags for the many FBI agents that are willing to come forward and testify in front of Congress. You know, you listen to the Democrats handering, right? Whether it's
a funny line. Aren't going to be enough FBI body bags for all the people who testify. They can't kill them fast enough, is
right.
what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's the Obama-Clinton way, isn't it? The Clinton crime family, the Obama crime family. I don't know if they kill people, but I know one thing. They sure kill investigations, that's for sure. We know that. I don't know about Seth Rich. I don't know about the two FBI guys. All of this is maybe, allegedly, I think, could have, makes me suspicious. You know, I always cover myself and say, I don't know. But I know one thing. All these investigations are killed, and then when Trump does nothing, it's what I always say. One of these days, I will be arrested. A SWAT team will come to my home, and they will drag me out and put me in solitary and try and put me in jail for life because there was a witness to me spitting on the Vegas Strip.
You'll get Manafort-ed.
Right. Well, Democrats murder people or rip off the country in a trillion-dollar scam called Obamacare or sick the IRS and government agencies on people, and that's no big deal. No one does a thing. No one reports it. Nothing. But if I spit on the Strip or I speed 66 in a 65 zone, I picture a judge throwing me in prison for the rest of my life. How sad is that?
Well, right. And the Democrats, if you recall, remember when the Trump tax cuts were going to go through, people were going to die?
Right.
When Obamacare, the individual mandate, was going to be removed or, you know,
people will die.
People will die.
I haven't seen anybody die.
No, but the only people we're seeing dying is around Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Right.
And so the Democrats, is, you know, your typical, like you say, weapons of mass distraction. I'm glad that the Democrats actually want to talk about immigration. Because they didn't want to talk about DACA when Trump gave them 1.8 million DACA members.
Which was way too generous,
way too generous. They didn't want to talk about it then. But now
why
all
didn't he just give them 600,000? Why did he ever give them 1.8? I think because he knew they'd never say yes.
He knew they would never say yes. Because as long as they don't do anything, then we have a porous border. We have a continued crisis.
Right.
Democrats operate in a world of a continuum of crises.
So shouldn't we offer them?
If there isn't a crisis, they create a crisis.
So shouldn't we offer them the following deal? I will give you, no child will ever be separated from their parent again, as long as you give me $25 billion to build the entire wall, plus an end to chain migration, plus an end to visa lottery, plus an end to birthright citizenship. Give me all that, then no parent will ever be separated from child again. Isn't that a fair deal? But no, we know Democrats will never take it because they can't end chain migration and they can't build the wall.
Right.
They don't want any of that.
So they don't want
to offer it to them.
They don't want to fix the problem.
Right.
They want the problem.
Because it's too many voters.
Because it creates
future
chaos.
Voters. And future voters.
But it's not only future voters. It's future dependency.
Right. Well, that's future voters.
Right. These people never get a chance to vote because they aren't citizens, right? But many of them, you know, are voting.
Many of them are voting.
Correct.
Millions
but
are voting.
Technically. They can't vote. So it's not necessarily about the voting, even though eventually they will become Democrat voters should they get their citizenship. It's about the dependency. It's about flooding the market with uneducated, unskilled, non-English speaking people. Whether they're working or not, it doesn't matter. Because as soon as they cross over here, they're basically let go and say, hey, come back in 5 months and see a judge. They don't come back.
Right. And they get a job mowing a lawn.
Right.
And now an American can't mow a lawn.
Well,
and then liberals immediately claim, but no American was willing to mow a lawn. And my argument is, lots of Americans would mow a lawn if you took away welfare. If you said, there's work requirements, you have to get a job if you're able-bodied, you must mow a lawn, you must clean a toilet bowl, you must be someone's nanny. Then all of a sudden, all the jobs being taken by supposedly those essential Hispanics from Mexico and Central America would be taken by white and black Americans who are poor, who have to take the job because they're not going to get welfare anymore because they're able-bodied. Does anybody think that makes sense? Raise your hand. Yes! Yes! Everyone's raising their hand. Yes!
Here's a good example. I'm in Laguna Beach last weekend for a couple days, right?
Tough trip, kid.
I know. And we take a couple Uber rides.
Who's we?
A friend. Okay. And so I get into this Uber, all right, and it's...
You gotta tell me more.
The guy's name, I think, is like Wang.
Wang. Yes.
And so I'm like, hey,
so
Wang.
So he's Asian.
Correct. And I'm like, hey, Wang, you know, where are you from? And Vietnam. And I start trying to talk to him in English, and he does not understand just your basic English.
Yeah.
He was probably one of the worst Uber drivers I've ever been in. I actually had him pull the car over for us to get out a couple blocks early because he was causing traffic jams in Laguna. Very easy to do when you don't know where you're going.
Exactly. How would you know where you're going if you don't speak English?
But before that, I'm like, so, okay, Wang, I'm like, do you go to UCI University? No.
Are you part of a group called Wang Tu Klang?
Right, yeah. That's not what it's called. Nonetheless, we had a Vietnamese Uber driver.
Yeah.
We don't need more Uber drivers right. that we are importing from Vietnam or from Mexico or from Honduras or El
How about
Salvador
Muslim nations?
Or wherever.
Because guess where I just was? New York City.
He's not going to university. He hardly speaks English. I'm like, oh, well, how'd you get here? Oh, I have family. Of course. So you're a chain migration.
Right. Well, wait. I was in New York City 2 weeks ago. For the Talkers Convention,
okay.
And I had never had a problem with Uber in my life. Uber is the greatest thing that's ever invented.
Right.
And you call them, and you click on them, and they show up, and that's it, right? I had three in a row come with people who could not speak English. They were all Muslim and did not, in New York City, it's all Muslim, and they didn't speak English. And I got in two of the three cars, and in both cases, I wasn't the right guy for the Uber. So they started to take me to someone else's address. And I said, wait, you're not going the right way. And the guy couldn't speak to me. The guy, And so,
shouldn't we have a minimum requirement that
you have to speak English.
Speak some sort of conversational
right.
English?
Yeah.
Not be completely bankrupt in any sort of communication
no one has
outside
been,
of your own native tongue?
No one who's not been to New York City understands the dilemma. They were saying, people would say to me when I tell the story, how could you have gotten the wrong Uber if you asked them to come to the corner of, say, 22nd and 1st Avenue? Because there are millions of people in New York City on that same corner where eight people all waiting for Uber. So when I yelled out, Root, the guy put his window down and said, and so I got in. He was a Muslim who didn't understand English, so he just said yes to anything I said. And he thought I was as fair, but I wasn't as fair. There were like eight people on the same street corner all asking for Uber at the same time. How would you know which car to get in when no one speaks English?
Yeah, this is not indicative of a melting pot. This is indicative of chaos and an invasion.
Well, and don't forget that a study just came out, 1,000 people have been killed and wounded in Islamic terror attacks in the last year, and most of them were in Europe. Sweden, Germany, UK, France, that's where most of them. But, you know, you're talking about letting people in who will destroy your country and kill your people. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. Trump is right.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streamed optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare.
Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Just talking about ways we can have Megan guest host for me, because I love when Megan, when I'm gone for a day or 2 days, I love it knowing that Megan's watching the store. You know what I mean?
I used to.
Because you're very good. Yeah, used to at KBET when I was just local Vegas radio.
And I love radio.
But at USA, we needed something different, a setup a little bit different. I think we can make it happen so you could do this, because I think you do a great job. And while I'm gone, I know the store is in great shape. You know what I mean? So count that as a very big compliment. Say thank you, Wayne.
Thank you, Wayne.
I could pick anyone in the world. I'm choosing you. I'm crowning you.
I like tiaras.
All right, good. Landis Tax Group is a sponsor of the show. You'd have to learn to promote my sponsors.
I already got these memorized.
Landis Tax Group. Go ahead. You had your own IRS experience. Go ahead. You say you have memorized.
I actually had to sue the IRS.
Well, you should have used Sam Landis.
I didn't know it at the time.
You could never win suing these people. Government agencies. Yeah, but you don't win money.
Right. No, I know.
Well, winning is meaningless. I want $10 million, not a victory, a moral victory. Anyway. I had my own IRS experience, and I searched nationally for the most notable and prestigious tax attorney in America, and I chose Sam Landis, and we didn't sue the IRS, and I didn't win any money. We just fought the IRS, and he protected me from losing a lot of money, and I didn't owe a penny twice, and I walked away unscathed twice. Thank you, Sam Landis. Everyone needs a Sam Landis, and when you call him, you get a free consultation, so it doesn't cost you anything. If you don't like it, don't go. Don't join. Don't get involved with Sam Landis. Just check it out. Free consultation. If you've ever had a question or problem with the IRS or with your taxes, just contact Sam Landis. Free consultation protected by attorney-client privilege, so no one will ever know what you said. Call the Landis Tax Group toll-free at 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U, or numerically 800-934-3578, 800-934-3578. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Thanks, Sam Landis. All right, so back to our show. You know that hours ago, not only did the news come out, the Horowitz bombshell that Hillary Clinton was never formally under investigation, but also that two more anti-Trump lawyers have been removed from the Mueller witch hunt. That's amazing. And that Peter Strzok was escorted out of the FBI building on Friday.
Finally.
This just happened on Friday. This didn't happen today, but it was just reported today that Peter Strzok was walked out of the building, although they did say he's still getting his paycheck. Which I find
this is
amazing.
Unbelievable. I mean, this is really the stark difference, right, between the federally protected employees and the rest of us.
Right.
Because if we had done anything like Peter did in the
press. 100th.
100th, right?
You'd be walked
we'd
out
be walked
and salary
out in handcuffs.
Gone, fired, yeah.
And salary gone and fired.
Right.
If we had pulled the same stunt that Peter Strzok and his paramour and other agents. You know, they were like, oh, it's just five, right? It's just five agents that were conspiring.
The five investigators against Hillary and Trump.
And it wasn't like low-level employees.
Right.
It was the commandeers of the FBI.
But that's not what liberals want you to believe. I have all these liberals who send me emails all the time. And by the way, Wayne Root, born name, Wayne Allen Root, Mount Vernon Hospital, right? Nothing has changed. They're all such liars and scumbags. All the people that email me who are liberals, they don't use their real names in their emails. They all have fake names. And then they all say to me, it was just lower-level nobodies who did this to Trump. You're making it up.
It was just lower-level nobodies that tried to...
That headed the investigation.
Yeah,
lower-level
nobodies. To try sedition and treason.
Like McCabe. He was a lower-level nobody. The assistant director of the FBI who headed the Clinton investigation while his wife collected $750,000 from Hillary Clinton's best friend, Terry McAuliffe, for his little crappy state Senate campaign in Virginia. She needed $750,000. You know what I could tell people? The average person doesn't understand this. All the people running for state Senate and state Assembly in Nevada, they were lucky if they raised $20,000. She ran for state Assembly in Virginia, and she got $750,000 from one guy. And people make it like, oh, it's no big deal. That's normal. Really? That's
shadow
normal?
Money, Wayne. Remember Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail? All this shadow money. It's a big shadow. $750,000 cost a, you know, cast a real big shadow.
The point is, these are the top people investigating both Clinton and Trump. And, of course, they weren't investigating Clinton because now it turns out there never was an investigation.
And, you know, Louie Gohmert actually made a very good point because I watched most of the hearings.
I love Louie Gohmert. He's
great. I did, too.
He's great.
And he made a very good point. And he was basically, you know, questioning Horowitz. And he said, okay, you know, in this report, you cite sources within the FBI and others. Well, how do you know that they're not biased? I mean, and he goes, as a federal judge, I would have known within the jury, did they donate to a campaign?
Was that what Gohmert was a judge at one point?
Yeah, yes, he was a federal judge.
I didn't know anyone ever goes from a judge to a congressman.
That's according to him. Anyway, he goes, I would make sure that the jury would not have, you know, a bumper sticker on their car. They wouldn't have a yard sign, you know, their political donations, you know, anything that might appear.
Right.
To be improper or biased,
yeah.
You would eliminate them from the jury pool, right? Because they obviously have a past of bias.
No, but I get the excuse. You know what the excuse is? There are no government employees that are unbiased. They all hate Republicans. They all hate Trump.
Well, and also I think it was Newt Gingrich yesterday that basically says in the DOJ, like 90% or something of the DOJ employees contributed to Democrats.
See?
Hello?
My joke was the truth.
And they're all the same. And you have now this corrupted agency. And yes, I know it doesn't go down to the, you know, rank and file. We don't have to repeat that a million times.
Right.
But the agency was corrupted from the top down. All of our bureaucratic agencies have been corrupted because many of them are the lifetime employees with political motivations and have absolute disregard to the rule of law.
Chris, how much time we have left?
30 seconds.
All right. So, Megan, you are off for the rest of this week. I'm not seeing you on Thursday. I'm not seeing you Thursday.
That's the last thing.
But then you're leaving for the summer.
Correct.
Tough life. What a life. Tough life. Off to the Mediterranean in our yacht. Megan Barth in her bikini on a yacht in the Mediterranean. What a life. Wayne Root left to toil day and night, 24 hours a day in the conservative factory, again and again and again, building toys for conservatives. Wayne Allen Root, Warnow. Megan, have a nice summer.
Thank you.
Well,
I'll
one more to
Thursday.
Go. One more to go. Thursday. We'll see you then. Warnow. USA Radio.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Help you.